Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. We've had many guests on who have hit number one on the charts, but not while they're number one on the charts. We'd like to welcome to The Voice of America today the guy who holds the crown at the top spot for 4 weeks. We welcome 24K Golden to The Voice of America. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. You must be feeling great.
Kind of feeling on top of the world, I can't lie.
Right, and your birthday too. What a great birthday present.
We were literally number one right when on my birthday. I was like, damn, it doesn't get better than this.
No. Next year's birthday, I don't know, you better be number one again.
We will. Don't worry.
Well, I welcome you to our worldwide telecast, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, you were a college student when you decided to drop out to pursue music.
Yes.
It's worked out well for you, but it was kind of a pretty gutsy move.
Yeah, I mean, I had a full scholarship to USC for business. My whole plan before I realized I could really be an artist was to be a hedge fund manager. And by the time I was at USC, I already kind of knew I was going to be dropping out. I just didn't know when. And once that record deal came in, I was like, all right, class isn't for me. I got to put 100% of my energy and my focus on my real passion so I can reach the potential I know I could achieve.
Mm. And so you left the financial world behind and now you're living in the financial world.
Exactly. I went from learning about the financial world to living in the financial.
That's it. Well, it's smart when you know about the finances, you tend to not get taken for granted, or, you know, you hire somebody, you can keep up with what's happening on with your money. So that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So tell me, I mean, musically, has it always been rap for you? Because you were in choir back in high school, back in the day.
So my parents, before they had me and my sisters, they traveled the whole world doing like modeling and acting and stuff like that. So when they raised me and my sister, we had such a broad variety and range of music to listen to. So I was listening to everything from rap to pop to rock to R&B, you know, and growing up in the early 2000s, that's when that pop punk sound was at like its peak. So in games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and like Tony Hawk Pro Skate, I was taking it all in. And by the time I got to the age where I was confident enough to express myself, I had all these different references to pull from. And it started with rap because I'm a teenager growing up in America. Of course I like rap music. But the older I got, the more I was able to pull from these different genres and make a sound that's mine.
And you got a great sound. I mean, I enjoy the video, you and Ian Dior. And now you've got a remix with Justin Bieber. How did that happen?
Man, that's still crazy to me to this day, because I've been a Justin Bieber fan since I was younger. And I remember always saying in interviews, they're like, what's your dream collaboration? And I said, me, Drake, and Justin Bieber all on the same song. So we knocked one down. So now all I got to do is get Drake, and I'll have all my dreams come true.
Well, that could probably happen. You know, I mean, the Grammy nominations are coming up. And so you never know. You might be sitting between Justin and Drake, and you never know. Oh,
that would be insane.
I hope you get nominated. Definitely with the numbers you've got. I think you're close to 1 billion streams, I read. That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, this it's especially amazing to me, because we all knew this was going to be a big song, but we didn't know it was going to be this big. And we were having like such a fun time making it. It seemed effortless. And now for that fun that we had, that genuine joy resulting in people hearing my music all across the world, that's beautiful to me.
Where were you when they told you were number one?
The first time, I just woken up. It was like, as you could tell, I'm not an early riser, right? So the head of my record label, Barry, he calls me. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, Barry, you better have a good reason for calling me at 8:30 in the morning. And he's like, we're number one. So I pop out of bed. I'm running around the house. Like, I never felt that way before. Like, I'm so excited.
Better. I mean, you know, for you anyway, right now, a lot of the people you know are affected by this coronavirus. Has it affected you in any way personally?
Yeah. I mean, I had coronavirus. It knocked me out of commission for a little bit. But thankfully I was able to recover. And, you know, I mean, it just made me realize it's real, you know, and my experience was very fortunate to be able to only have it for a week and then get back into the action, but that's not the case for everybody. So, you know, I'm just, I understand, like, I can't be too mad that I'm not on tour right now or not doing this experience of traveling overseas, because it's all going to be there when this is all over.
To me, number one, a lot of people don't understand, without the ability to go out to radio stations and go out to the public and go out and perform your song and your music, it makes it twice as tough. So that's really a, you know, testimony to how great the song is.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this isn't the only bit of music you got going on right now. You've done something which I guess is part of a blog with Tommy Lee and Machine Gun Kelly. Tell me about that. Tommy Lee, we just had Tommy Lee on the show a couple weeks ago.
He's a legend. I just watched The Dirt for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely a legend. But, well, we did this podcast called Halloween in Hell, and I was voice acting in it. Kells was voice acting in it. Ian, Tommy, like a bunch of super dope people. And we ended up making some music to go along with it. And we kind of wrote this song, Climb, to be like that grand finale moment of like being stuck in the bottom but finding the strength to rise above. And that's me and Kel's first song together, me and Tommy Lee's first song together. And people really seem to like it, so I'm happy about that.
It's awesome, and the theme is kind of interesting. I mean, it's Halloween, but it's kind of like it's got a Rocky Horror Picture Show flavor, and it, you know, it's Halloween, but it's after Halloween, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a spooky season. Spooky season lasts forever if you want to.
Oh, yeah, well, you're really fun to talk to. Now, as far as other artists that you'd like to collaborate with, you mentioned Drake, Justin Bieber. Who else? Because this seems to be the day of the collaborations. I don't know. I've seen so many collaborations in the last couple of years.
Billie Eilish, because she's super talented and super cute. Doja Cat. Young Thug. Who else do I want to work with? There's so many, like, talented artists. It's kind of hard. Like, a lot of my friends, we haven't, like, released music together, but, like, Lil Nas X, Kid Laroi, just people like that, too.
And there's a guy named Paperboy who helped to get Pave Your Way for you?
Yeah, we made a couple songs together already. That's my big bro right there.
Big hit that kind of started this for you a couple of years ago, but before that, I mean, you had a modeling career and also an acting career.
I wouldn't call it a career, okay, but it was a nice way to make some money for college. But then I probably ended up spending most of it on sneakers once I realized I could get a full scholarship anyway.
How about fashion? I know that your parents are models in the fashion world, and you've done some modeling work and stuff like that. Is there a chance you're designing any clothing? You got a line coming out? Or?
Oh, yeah. All in due time, though. Like, I think one thing that that I got to kind of battle against myself is that I have so many fire ideas and so many different interests that I can tend to spread myself a little too thin. So I've had to focus on, like, just get this music thing done first. Fashion will be there in 3 years when you have all the Grammys in the world and all the number one albums and people love your music. Like, you can go to fashion later. But so now I really just try and express my taste and design through my merch, because that's the easiest way to get it out without having to create a whole new line.
So now you're number one. What first paycheck for the being number one? Where did you go buy? What'd you spend it on?
I bought a Range Rover and then it overheated like 2 weeks later. So I don't know what that means. Is it a sign from the universe?
Time for a Benz. That's what it means.
Yeah. Yo, facts. I might have to switch up.
You can buy as much mac and cheese as you want to eat.
Yeah, as many as all the lobster mac and cheese, all the cookies and cream milkshakes in the world.
So what happens for you in 2021? We're into the new year, so what's your plan for the next 6 months, 8 months? What do you got planned?
So just keep working on this album, really, El Dorado. I've been working on it throughout the whole quarantine. That was actually a blessing in disguise because I don't think I would have had the time to really lock in and make music and the way I'm doing it now. And now I've made some of the best music in my life. Just finishing up, putting all the finishing touches on that. Might get started filming shooting a podcast or a network TV show. So can't say too much about that now. But
oh, come on now.
We'll see. You know, you might see me on the big screen sooner rather than later.
Woo, there it is. We got the scoop. We got the scoop. So do you write all your own music or you work with other folks or you're a guy who likes to do it all, hands on?
I started off really more as a songwriter more than an artist. I always knew I was an artist, but when I came to LA, I didn't have no cosigns. I didn't have a big following or cult fan base really. So the best way for me to get in the studio was to write songs for other people. So I was in the trenches. We call it no man's land when you're just bouncing around from session to session to session, trying to get a placement somewhere. And in that experience, I probably wrote like almost 200 song ideas, you know, and that gave me a lot of training to be able to incorporate the pop sound, the rap sound, the rock sound, because I had to write for all these different types of artists into my own music. I sold my soul to the devil for designer. They said go to hell, but I told them I don't want it. If you know me well, then you know that I ain't going, cause I don't wanna die.
Old number one 4 weeks already, going strong, millions of sales, Billboard, Rolling Stone, everybody loves you. What's the biggest change in your life now since you've gone number one? Since out of the box, there he is, number one. What's the biggest change for you?
I feel like not that much has really changed. Like I'm busy. I got my schedule is a lot busier, but at the end of the day, we're just keeping on doing the things that we've always been doing. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be different if it was a normal year and I was outside. But, man, I'm still waking up at 11 a.m., you know, in the same house and playing video games and hanging out with the same people.
Yeah, I read where you're very grounded, you know, and I can tell that. I get that sense that, you know, it hasn't gone to your head. At this point, you're having fun, which is what a 20-year-old should be doing, especially when you're on the radio every 15 minutes somewhere, which is awesome. You got plans to do this internationally? You're going to go out on the road and tour once things open up?
100%. I really haven't even seen that much of the world yet. And my parents, because they traveled so much, they were like, yo, traveling was one of the best things I did for my life. It gives you so much perspective. Like, I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Asia, especially bad. Japan is like my favorite place in the world, but I was only out there for 1 week. So
you like sushi?
Yeah, I love sushi. Brazil, Mexico, like there's a huge world out there for me to see, and I've only scratched the surface.
Yeah, well, we are broadcasting to all of those places that you just mentioned, so I'm sure that they are very excited to hear that you're interested in going there. And it's, you know, as soon as we get past the stuff that's happening that's keeping us all at home, and you can do your traveling again. Is there anything you want to say to the global audience before I let you go? Because I know you're busy and you got a busy schedule. So,
you know, what's up, world? It's your boy 24K Golden. I know this times are weird right now, but stay strong. Keep your head up. We're going through this, but we got this. Stay golden. Peace.
Now, your real name is Golden.
My real name is
Golden. What made you decide to go with 24K Golden?
So, real name is Golden. When I first started making music, I just released it as Golden, but it's kind of hard to stand out on the world wide web with a name so simple like that. Not that it's a bad name, but it's just
a great name.
Everyone has, there's
Platinum
a
Platinum would be a good name too.
Yeah. Well, we put those on the wall. but it's like there's so many things named Golden State Warriors, you know, Golden Dragon Chinese restaurant, Golden Retriever care guide, you know, like it's hard to find me. So in the jewelry world, 24 karat gold is the most pure form of gold. And me being an artist is the, me being the most pure form of myself. Mm. And, so I put 24K in front of it. And then, I went to go change my name on Instagram and it was taken with the E. So I had to drop the E and now we're here.
That's the end thing, huh?
Yeah.
Drop the E.
Shout out to Instagram. Whoever took that name, thank you, because it looks so much cooler without the E.
Now, when you mention Instagram, where can people find you on social media? The fans around the world, when they want to give you some love, where do they go?
Man, I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all at 24KGOLDN.
All right, super. Mood is the name of the song. Number one, doesn't get any better than that. So congratulations, 24K Golden. We love you. Thank you very much. Join us again when the next song is number one.
All right, I'll see you in a couple weeks, huh?
All right. Well, thank you, 24K Golden. The kid is awesome. The song is Mood. He's got so many other projects going on. Make sure you check him out online on his social media sites and on the web, and you get his music. Mood is the name of the song, and it's 24K Golden. My name is Larry London. Thanks for watching. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.